It's OTR with the great Barry Sanders. I could start seriously, but I got to start with this question. When you're tired of other dealers' BS, who should I come see?
Barry Sanders.
And that, of course, is Barry Sanders Honda. You're in the car business, but you are a guy. Now, this is the serious intro. When you played, you weren't just a player. You were a type of player. And there's only one guy in your category, and that was you. Maybe Gale Sayers over the years. Pleasure to chat with you today. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for those kind words.
So you were listed at 5'10" and 5'8". What's the true height?
Oh, I'm almost 5'8".
You're almost 5'8"?
Yes.
Do you think that there will ever be a guy your size who can carry an offense, carry the ball the number of times you do, be the feature guy?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the game certainly, goes sort of in cycles. And we see some pretty good running backs now that are smaller in stature. I think another one will come along.
Would you agree with me that the running back position right now, you're talking about cycles, isn't as important today as it probably was a decade ago?
I would say so. I would say with a lot of teams, it's not. But there are still some, a good number of teams that run the ball, and that if they don't have one featured back, they might have two. But there's certainly been a shift in the priorities of a lot of the offensive coordinators.
Barry, perhaps only two people in history I can think of that retired at their absolute peak, not because of health reasons, you and Jim Brown. Have you had any regrets at all since the day you faxed your retirement papers to the Wichita Eagle newspaper?
I really haven't. I really haven't. Maybe I would email it today instead of fax it, as you pointed out, or tweet it or something like that. But no, I don't have any regrets. I played 10 great years and have a lot of great memories of what I accomplished. And so for me, it was the time to move on.
What's the best thing in your life now? I mean, and you obviously, for the 10 years you played football and your time at Oklahoma State, you focused on football. What's the major focus in your life now?
For me, the greatest thing is having a certain amount of freedom. I'm able to do some things business-wise and spend a lot of time with family. My oldest boy is a redshirt freshman out of Stanford. So really having the freedom and time to really enjoy those things.
Yeah, I'll ask you about him in a second. I really want to get your opinion on this. More than 2,000 players are suing the National Football League, at least in part because of their brain injuries. First of all, are you experiencing any post-career issues?
No, personally, I haven't had any problems like that. And what I would say is, I don't really know what to make out of it. I'm sure a good number of those players, they have a legitimate claim. Hopefully there's a process that can really find out, which and sift through which players really deserve, some sort of a, recognition by the NFL that they have serious long-term problems, that's really it. I mean, I don't, I know it's a major lawsuit, and hopefully they can get it resolved.
Do you ever feel like there was a bounty on you? That word is pretty important these days.
Did I ever feel like there was a bounty on me? Absolutely, absolutely. I felt like being a runner in the NFL, you're a target. So I don't, not that a guy was getting paid under the table to take you out, but I know a lot of the guys in my era, they would take you out gladly without getting paid for it, just because they were tough son of a guns that like to hit people, I always felt like a target.
Before we go to break, tell us about what you're doing with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, how basically Canton is going on the road.
That's exactly right. To commemorate the 50th year for the Hall of Fame, they're taking this traveling exhibit on the road to various NFL cities. You really get a chance to see the Hall of Fame up close and personal things like the replay booth where you can step into the booth and make the call. Like that a ref would have to make during a game or be able to hold the Lombardi Trophy,
And things like that. So it really just tells a story of the NFL, features a lot of its great players and coaches, you know, and it'll be in an NFL city near you in the next few months or over the next year or so.
And you are the ambassador. You stay right there. Return a little bit later on. We'll do something we call Next Question. I think you'll like it. Time now for Next Question with Hall of Famer Barry Sanders. Barry, if you want to pass on a question, you just say Next Question. Good to go?
Okay.
I read an article about you while you were at Oklahoma State, and it said that you could fall asleep at will. Can you still do that?
I don't think so.
Where's the weirdest place you ever fell asleep?
The weirdest place ever fell asleep? I don't know, at a stoplight maybe?
It's a hell of a talent to have, for sure. True or false, the Vikings once accused you of putting silicone on yourself.
That is true.
And was it true that you put it on yourself?
Oh, God, come on. Let's be serious. No. Where would I find silicone or whatever to put on my jersey?
In your prime, if you wanted to, could you dodge raindrops?
Could I dodge raindrops? I would give it a shot, absolutely.
You mentioned your son, Barry. He was a four-star recruit, now plays for Stanford. He's redshirting. So hypothetically, the big championship game, BCS Bowl, it's Oklahoma State against Stanford. Who do you cheer for?
Oh, man, that's a toughie. Oh, no, I guess you got to go with the blood. You got to go with the blood.
But your dad cheered for Oklahoma, right? Because even though he went to Oklahoma State, right?
He sure did. He sure did. He made it very clear to me that, hey, he will always be an Oklahoma Sooner fan, and that he was an Oklahoma Sooner fan long before I went to Oklahoma State and will be one long after I left. So he made that very clear.
Can you name all the starting quarterbacks the Detroit Lions had while you were the starting running back?
No.
Gagliano, Pete, Hipple, Ware, Kramer, Mitchell, Craig, Mikowski, Reich, and Charlie Batch.
Oh, good job.
How many passes did you throw in your career with the Lions?
Five.
You threw four. 1 for 4 with an interception. Bears, Vikings, or Packers? Which team do you dislike the most?
Oh, I think we like them. You know, we dislike them all about the same.
And finally, Eric Dickerson is a regular on this show. Would you come on a Friday with Eric Dickerson and we could get you guys to duel it out?
Absolutely. I'll duel it out with Eric anytime.
Thanks for doing this, man. And people should look for this. Canton, traveling around the country. There's places that are close to Canada they can go. Thanks, Barry.
Thanks a lot.
You should be on Dancing with the Stars.
No, thank you.